He witnesses another hanging, 1813. Today we witness the adroit hanging of Margaret O'Malley, thief and countrywoman. Last year her half-brother was shot at Mardyke Fields for the swearing of illegal oaths, but wretched Mrs. O'Malley at Gallows Green, mother of five young souls, would this day be wholly alive had she not fallen in love with a cupboard of her master's Belgian linen. Though it was not her corpse, borne aloft by a wailing crowd of Buttevant cousins, that my friend Holman Jeffson remarked upon as we rested in the Nile Street coffee house. No, not that. But the fact that Holman had at last won the valued civil contract to supply 4 years of hardened scaffold wood. While we spoke, he wiped his untroubled brow with the crimson kerchief of imported cloth.